Number one Dallas Cowboy fan in Edmonton, Murray McCord joins us. McCord, how you doing?
Very well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Well, it's good that you're running the golf show because you know a lot about golfing for the Cowboys, so they've been doing a lot of it. Your other team's pretty good, though, the Hawks. What's new in the golf world? What's going to be down for all the golf aficionados this weekend?
Well, we're bringing back the stage at the golf show this year, so kind of a combination. The 19th hole is back, so we'll have the big screen TVs there. You can have some drinks and watch golf on TV, and at different stages each day we'll have different people doing some speaking on the stages. We got the Eskimos coming down tomorrow afternoon and talk a little bit football, but also golf with the guys who golf. And Jordan Jeske from TNP Fitness, he's one of the only two certified fitness instructors specific for golf in Edmonton, and he's going to be down talking about fitness for golf. And Michelle Van Slyke will be talking about yoga for golf. And Cam Martins, who I think you've worked with him a little bit in the past.
Hey, Cam, I'll tell you right now, Cam Martin is an unbelievable coach. Right, because my game was not great, and it's not like it's great now, but it's significantly better.
Right, and he's going to be on the stage talking golf, former Teacher of the Year in Canada. So lots of great things going on new this year, but of course all the old same things are going to be there with the $1 million clearance center and all the booths for local golf courses in BC and whatnot, and the driving range where people can try the new equipment. The junior area is still there, free golf lessons, all the contests and all the prize giveaways, they're all still there too.
Now, Murray, you talked about having a trainer on stage who works specific in golf. So does he have like a workout routine that can get rid of the yips or a slice?
Are you talking about Jordan Jeske?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's actually unbelievable. I've been working with him this year and already hitting some balls, and just the specific training that he does and how he does it really works the golf muscles. And I've only hit balls once this year and almost fell over at how far I was hitting it compared to normal.
Really?
Well,
see if you can get any sort of training thing that can avoid a guy choking all the time in the final hole when there's money on the line. That might help Karius.
Well, I was going to say Karius or you. It kind of went back and forth a little
bit. I've never lost a bet on the final hole, okay? That's a fact. How many times have you seen Karius get in his car and leave the golf course?
Well, it's pretty rare that he doesn't stop for a couple of smashes on the deck before he leaves, but yeah. You have that habit of getting under his skin pretty well to tick him off, so I hear you.
It's good times. Now, the golf show is this weekend, but coming up next weekend, you've got the Winter Warrior out at the ranch. Now, how different is it going to be this year? Because I'm guessing you don't have a lot of snow left.
Well, there isn't necessarily. We're still fully snow covered, so there definitely is going to be snow. And last year, it was 14 degrees on the day of Winter Warrior last year. Now, it wasn't as warm leading up to it, so we had quite a bit more snow, but it was pretty messy and wet out there last year. But, it's pretty similar to what it was last year. We had to have a new obstacle this year that's axe throwing, so that'll be pretty fun for people to try as an obstacle. And, you know, maybe Karius could volunteer to be the target for people with the axes, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great time, and for a great cause. It supports Rainbow Society of Alberta, and we're happy to partner with them and raise some money for all that they do.
Now, how can people still sign up?
Yeah, you can sign up right through till the end of Wednesday at winterwarriorchallenge.ca is the website. And if you're not really sure what it might be all about, there's an awesome video on our website that shows a lot of the different obstacles from people doing it last year and whatnot. So it's a pretty fun video to watch and give you a good idea what to expect.
So what are the qualifications? Is it just you pay for your entry fee, or do you have to raise a minimum amount to enter?
No, there is a fee to go in the race, and you get a medal when you finish, and there is a meal involved when you're done and that type of thing. But a good portion of all the entry does go to the Rainbow Society, and you're certainly more than welcome to raise some additional funds on top of that as well.
How many people did you have last year?
About 260.
And how many could you have this year? Like, what is there a max on how many people can do it?
Not really. Parking would become a major factor if it got too big, but if it got too big, we just kind of split it and do like half in the morning, half in the afternoon, or something like that. But right now, it's looking like we're kind of on pace to end up where we were a little bit last year. But you never know, Gregor. You got a good following on your radio show. Maybe we'll have a big influx of sign-ups this weekend.
Well, there are a lot of active listeners on our show. And if Lieutenant Eric can finish the race, like, that should be the goal for any of our listeners, to beat Eric's time from last year.
Well, I'm not quite sure if he finished the entire race, but he definitely crossed the finish line.
Oh, are you telling me, did he rent a golf cart in between to get him from A to B?
Well, there might have been a snowmobile involved or something. I don't know. It was. I'm pretty sure he didn't quite get around the entire course.
Oh, wow. I'm a rider fan. That would explain it. So,
Fair.
Wow, we're going to have to talk to LT about that one. That's rather disappointing. So, and basically, if any of our listeners just finished the race, they would be better than Lieutenant Eric.
Well, I would probably say that would be accurate information, yeah.
WinterWarriorChallenge.ca is where they can go to register. And for the golf show, how is it as far, is there a better time for people to come in? Is it best to get in like earlier in the weekend or later? How does that work?
Well, Saturdays are usually quite a bit busier than Sundays. Sundays are a little slower, but, you know, there's typically quite a large lineup to get in the door right first thing in the morning. So it's going to be a busy show, and we're hoping to make it even busier. You know, it's lots to see and do, and, you know, we're excited about the golf season in the industry with possibly being an early opening and that type of thing if Mother Nature holds as it has been. So hopefully the golfers in the area are excited to get going and come out and see what everyone has to offer this weekend.
Murray, always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the golf show. Enjoy the weekend or Winter Warrior Challenge next weekend. And people, once again, they can get in and sign up before Wednesday. Should be a lot of fun helping out the Rainbow Society. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Gregor.